We have a big day on Friday. Perhaps you've heard Lainey Wilson is playing at the Amphitheater, and we've got our Lainey Wilson Whirlwind Listening Party happening at Beach House Belmont Park. It starts about 11 o'clock doors? 10 o'clock doors.
10 o'clock are doors, and we'll get things going about 11:45. You cannot buy tickets to this event. The only way you can get to this event is to win them with us, and John and I are here at SDCCU in Carlsbad on Camino Real. You can get the directions at KSON.com. We'll be here until 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 2530 El Camino Real, right in the Vaughn's parking lot.
I think I said the wrong thing. We'll be here until 9 o'clock.
What time did you say?
I think I said 6.
Oh.
We're here until 9 this morning.
I was about to wrap up. Whirlwind comes out officially on Friday. We had a chance yesterday to sit down via Zoom and talk to Miss Lainey Wilson about the excitement surrounding her latest record.
Y'all.
Lainey, right before you came on, though, it said Keith Urban. I'm like, dang, he really let his hair grow long.
Hey, he's running around here somewhere, too, so that's hilarious.
Really?
He's around here. Every time I'm at Audio Productions in Nashville, he's here doing something, too. It's crazy.
Give him a squeeze for me.
I will. Good to see y'all.
Don't tell Tammy that, because she'll lose all train of thought for the rest of the interview, and we want her at her best right now, right?
I get it. It's Keith Urban.
Hey, congratulations, Lainey. First of all, it's awesome to see you. The Whirlwind record is spectacular. You must be bouncing off the walls with excitement.
I am. I truly think this is the best stuff that we've ever done. We were working on this thing before Bell Bottom Country was even out. So it's been a labor of love.
Lainey Wilson is our guest, and we're talking Whirlwind. We're especially talking about the Whirlwind Listening Party that we are going to have on August 23rd, the same day Lainey graces us with her presence in Chula Vista.
Right.
Which means, Lainey Wilson, you get to spend the entire day with two morning show hosts. This
Yay.
Is like, God, you finally have made it.
Dude, I'm so excited, and I'm so glad that it fell on that day. Like, we couldn't have planned it better. We're going to have the time of our life.
Well, we're just going to say that we planned it that way. I'm okay with that.
We planned it that way.
We definitely did, because one of the first times we ever met you was on a situation like right now. We're on a Zoom, and your surroundings have changed dramatically since then.
They have. They definitely have. My life is, it feels like it's changing every day. But I feel like I'm still the same person, if that makes any sense at all.
And you are. I mean, that's what's great about you, is that you didn't develop a persona. You are Lainey, and you've been Lainey since the start, and you will always be Lainey. And that's what makes you so authentic, and why your fans love you so much.
Is that why the album's called Whirlwind?
It is. I couldn't think of a better name. I was like, what word do I keep using, and do other people keep using to describe these past 2 years? And just try to keep one foot on the ground, and just writing and recording this music brought me a lot of peace during my whirlwind. And I know everybody has their own version of that. So I'm hoping that's what this record does for others.
So here's what you need to know about the Lainey Wilson Listening Party. It happens at Belmont Park Beach House. First of all, it's a free show, and it's an all-ages show. Now, I know school has just started, but this is a pretty good reason to pull the kids out.
I think it is.
It's early. What are they going to miss this early on in the year?
It's a free show, but you do need passes to be able to attend, and you can get those today. John and I are at SDCCU in Carlsbad on El Camino Real. Directions at KSON.com.
Yeah.
We'll be giving tickets away every 15 minutes or more. Keep that in mind until 9 o'clock this morning. And tomorrow we're going to be in Mission Valley, and then on Thursday we'll be in La Mesa. All the directions are at KSON.com.
But North County, we are in you right now. SDCCU Carlsbad in the Vaughn's parking lot. Come out, get your Lainey passes, get a high five while you're at it as well, and get pumped, because in 1 hour, your chance to get cold hard cash with John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot on KSON. Southern California is abuzz with Lainey Wilson. Her album comes out Friday. She's playing the Amphitheater Friday night, and we are hosting a listening party at Belmont Park's Beach House Friday afternoon. Late morning, early afternoon. Lainey will be there. It's a free all-ages show.
But you need passes to attend, and we have them here for you at SDCCU in Carlsbad on El Camino Real. Tomorrow we're going to be in Mission Valley, and then on Thursday in La Mesa. All the addresses are at KSON.com.
It dawned on me that listening party might be a bit of an insider phrase. Somebody asked, what's the listening party?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. We're going to be spinning Lainey's new record. We'll all hear it together. Maybe you'll hear it for the first time. time. It's a great piece of work. Mm-hmm. And then Lainey's going to come out. She's going to hang. She'll, I'm sure, sing for her supper.
Right.
Or for her lunch.
Yeah, exactly. And we also are giving away prizes in between songs, too. So a lot for you to win, a lot for you to hear, a lot for you to take in. And it's Friday.
Right. And that's why it's called a party. It's going to be awesome, and it's free. We have your tickets right now. You come to see us at El Camino Real's SDCCU in Carlsbad. It's right off the 78 in the Vons parking lot. We've got free tickets for you every 15 minutes or more. Now, again, while these tickets are free, you have to have them to get into the Lainey listening party. So we really need you to come out to SDCCU off El Camino Real right now till 9 o'clock.
Just like Sharon and Chelsea did, mom and daughter and granddaughter, Audrey. This was so cute. You can see the pictures on KSON's socials of Audrey in her cute little pink cowboy boots. Oh. There was such a big reason why she was dressed that way.
So her nursery, she was born in March, is themed after wildflowers and wild horses.
All right. What made you choose that style?
Well, I just loved Lainey Wilson, and I was, like, trying to think of something cute for her. And I was, like, listening to wildflowers and wild horses all the time, and I was like, that sounds super cute. So it's, like, kind of neutral, lots of flowers, and kind of country themed.
Right.
So this Lainey listening party is going to be off the hook. She's making a grand entrance. She's going to be there. She's going to perform. She's going to be able to be, you know, seen right there in a very intimate setting. It's really, really cool. It's more of a, it's an experience is what it is.
How excited are you?
Very excited.
All right. Well, congratulations on getting passes.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on Friday, okay?
Thank you.
We'll see all of you on Friday, but you need those free listening party tickets, okay? And we are at El Camino Real's location of SDCCU in Carlsbad. We always hear, you guys never come to North County. We're here right now.
Yes, we are until 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, Mission Valley. Thursday, we'll be in La Mesa, and you can get the directions at KSON.com.
833-287-1037. Right now, we've got Wild Horses Festival passes featuring Post Malone, of course, by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Who knows? You might even have $100. 833-287-1037. Call right now and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Everybody wants to see Lainey Wilson, and we've got the easiest chance for you to do that. Up close and personal. This is an experience. This is a Lainey Wilson listening party. Tam and I are at the El Camino Real Carlsbad location of San Diego County Credit Union. It's right across from the mall off the 78. You really can't miss us. And we'll be here till 9. Every 15 minutes or more, you'll get your Lainey Wilson listening passes. These are free. It's a bash at Belmont Park's Beach House. All ages. Take the kids out of school. Get them here. But you need those passes to get in. And again, we are at SDCCU in Carlsbad, the El Camino Real location, right off the 78.
Lainey Wilson has a song with Post Malone on his brand new album, F1 Trillion, and I was listening to that album on my way up here this morning. Since it was a 46-minute drive, I had a great opportunity to listen to almost all of it. It was so good, so good. And there is a song on there called Never Loved You Again. It is such a country waltz. It is an unbelievable cut. I just fell in love with it. And if you would have told me a couple years ago that Post Malone was putting the country back in country, I would have laughed.
I love you till tomorrow. Then I'll never love you again.
Tammy played me that cut just a minute ago and asked me to guess who it was. And just because she's been gushing over Post, I guessed Post Malone. But had I not just been hearing you and Jessica just rave about, and everybody else, frankly, rave about this record, I would have not known it was Post Malone. I mean, never in a million years. It's such a country song.
And producer Jessica has been utilizing Post Malone for inspiration. In what way?
I'm convinced that Post Malone's new album is magic.
Okay.
Because it has gotten me some of my best runs I've had in a very long time.
I'm sorry, it gave you the runs? Is that what you said? When did that become something that's pleasant?
You know. No, I'm running again. I'm running every single day right now trying to raise money for St. Jude. And
that's awesome, Jessica.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Tammy has donated. She was the first to donate. John Flynn's name is not on there, but that's beside the point.
I'll get there eventually. I want to see how you do.
Oh my gosh.
I'll get there. You know I will. I was the first one last time. Anyway, that's not the point of this conversation, Jessica.
But yeah, most runners will say this is kind of a weak time, but I ended up doing a 13:39 mile on Sunday. And that, for me, is a big deal. That's a quick mile for me.
A lot of people, their time is zero because they don't go out and run a mile, right. Jess. So it doesn't matter. Hey, I mean, that's
you
amazing.
You crushed my time.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Post Malone, it was, I didn't even realize I was doing so well. And it was all because of that Post Malone album. It's great.
Okay.
It's so good.
It's magic is what you said.
It's magic. It's magic. It's Post Malone magic.
John and I at SDCCU in Carlsbad off El Camino Real. The address is at KSON.com. Giving you passes for Lainey Wilson's listening party Friday. Beach House, Belmont Park. The only way to get in is to get your passes. So please stop on by. We'll be giving them away every 15 minutes or more. And since we're talking about Post Malone, what do you say we play a song?
Yeah, this is one of the cuts that people are raving about. It's his collaboration with Tim McGraw called Wrong Ones. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Oceanside and say good morning to Kevin. What's going down, Kevin?
Nothing. We heard you guys on the radio yesterday, so we thought we'd cruise through to Carlsbad and come see you guys. But while we were coming here, I called in.
Right on, man. Well, we'll see you when you get here for your Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. And we are at SDCCU off El Camino Real in Carlsbad, right off the 78. But right now, let's take care of business and get you on for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, you got to go.
Kevin!
Good Lord. Kevin, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door in Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, pal?
Yep.
The director of Despicable Me hopes that Minions never go live action. Quote, these are really cartoon ideas, like what would have been in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. What color are Minions?
Yellow.
The fashion accessory that Indiana Jones is famous for wearing sold for $630,000. It is the actual one he wore in Temple of Doom. What is it?
Satchel.
A list of the 50 most powerful people in kids entertainment includes Sasha Junk, who is the president of this company that produces compilation albums that feature children covering popular songs. What's the name of these records?
Kids Bop.
Thomas Rhett sat down for an interview on mental health and said one of the biggest battles of his career was when people hated on his second album for not being, quote, country enough. What was the name of Thomas's second record? It goes like this, Tangled Up or Life Changes.
It goes like this.
And finally, Halle Berry is fighting her ex-husband, Oliver Martinez, for full custody of their 10-year-old son, Maceo. Tell me the name of the 2001 Halle Berry movie where she plays an undercover DEA agent named Ginger. Hugh Grant plays a cyber hacker, and John Travolta plays a weirdo named Gabrielle.
Oh, I know that. I know it. It's fish something.
It's a delicious fish when grilled. There's a clue.
It's not tuna fish. I'm trying. I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in.
Swordfish.
Okay, all right, you know what? I'm going to give that to you. You got it in time. She's not back yet. She's actually flirting. Look at you. Always flirting with the handsome dudes out there, aren't you?
Well, Drew just got out of the gym, and he was just saying he wants to play the college, so hopefully he'll be able to play next summer.
Sure, sure. Well, Kevin's here now, and Kevin demands your full attention. Yeah. Thank you. And Kevin did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Kevin.
The director of Despicable Me hopes the Minions never go live action. Quote, these are really cartoon ideas, like what would have been huge in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. What color are Minions?
Yellow.
That's right. Yellow's correct. 1-1. The fashion accessory that Indiana Jones is famous for wearing is sold for $630,000. It's the actual one he wore in Temple of Doom. What is it?
Well, which fashion accessory? I'm going to assume his hat.
It's his hat, yeah. What other fashion
accessory? His whip?
That's a fashion accessory?
Well, he wears it on his hip. I would call
it that.
I thought
that was a weapon.
It depends on what you're using it for.
Where are you hanging out that a whip is a fashion accessory? I think I want to party with you more. It's been a long time, I guess. Kevin went with a satchel, so a little more practical.
That's a fashion accessory, too.
I know, but that's not okay. So it's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, a list of the 50 most powerful people in kids entertainment includes Sasha Junk, who is the president of this company that produces compilation albums that feature children covering popular songs. What's the name of these records?
Oh, God, is that Kids Bop?
Kids Bop. Kevin knew that. It is 3-2, Tammy.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College. College Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Oceanside and say good morning to Kevin. What's going down, Kevin?
Nothing. We heard you guys on the radio yesterday, so we thought we'd cruise through to Carlsbad and come see you guys. But while we were coming here, I called in.
Right on, man. Well, we'll see you when you get here for your Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. And we are at SDCCU off El Camino Real in Carlsbad, right off the 78. But right now, let's take care of business and get you on for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, you got to go.
Kevin!
Good luck, Kevin. Good Lord. Kevin, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, pal?
Yep.
The director of Despicable Me hopes that Minions never go live action. Quote, these are really cartoon ideas, like what would have been in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. What color are Minions?
Yellow.
The fashion accessory that Indiana Jones is famous for wearing sold for $630,000. It is the actual one he wore in Temple of Doom. What is it?
Satchel.
A list of the 50 most powerful people in kids entertainment includes Sasha Junk, who is the president of this company that produces compilation albums that feature children covering popular songs. What's the name of these records?
Kids Bop.
Thomas Rhett sat down for an interview on mental health and said one of the biggest battles of his career was when people hated on his second album for not being, quote, country enough. What was the name of Thomas's second record? It goes like this: Tangled Up or Life Changes.
It goes like this.
And finally, Halle Berry is fighting her ex-husband, Oliver Martinez, for full custody of their 10-year-old son, Maceo. Tell me the name of the 2001 Halle Berry movie where she plays an undercover DEA agent named Ginger. Hugh Grant plays a cyber hacker. And John Travolta plays a weirdo named Gabrielle.
Oh, I know that. I know it. It's fish something.
It's a delicious fish when grilled. There's a clue.
It's not tuna fish. I'm trying. I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in.
Swordfish.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'm going to give that to you. You got it in time. She's not back yet. She's actually flirting. Look at you. Always flirting with the handsome dudes out there, aren't you?
Well, Drew just got out of the gym, and he was just saying he wants to play the college, so hopefully he'll be able to play next hour.
Sure. Well, Kevin's here now, and Kevin demands your full attention. Thank you. And Kevin did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Kevin.
The director of Despicable Me hopes the Minions never go live action. Quote, these are really cartoon ideas, like what would have been huge in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. What color are Minions?
Yellow.
That's right. Yellow's correct. 1-1. The fashion accessory that Indiana Jones is famous for wearing is sold for $630,000. It's the actual one he wore in Temple of Doom. What is it?
Well, which fashion accessory? I'm going to assume his hat.
It's his hat, yeah. What other fashion
accessory? His whip?
That's a fashion accessory?
Well, he wears it on his hip. I thought that was
a weapon.
It depends on what you're using
it
for.
Where are you hanging out that a whip is a fashion accessory? I think I want to party with you more. It's been a long time, I guess. Kevin went with a satchel, so a little more practical.
That's a fashion accessory, too.
I know, but that's not... Okay, so it's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, a list of the 50 most powerful people in kids entertainment includes Sasha Junk, who is the president of this company that produces compilation albums that feature children covering popular songs. What's the name of these records?
Oh, God, is that Kids Bop?
Kids Bop. Kevin knew that. It is 3-2, Tammy. Thomas Rhett sat down for an interview on mental health and said one of the biggest battles of his career was when people hated on his second album for not being, quote, country enough. What was the name of Thomas's second record? It goes like this: Tangled Up or Life Changes.
It goes like this.
No, it is Tangled Up. And Kevin also went with It Goes Like This. So it's still 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Halle Berry is fighting her ex-husband, Olivier Martinez, for full custody of their 10-year-old son, Maceo. Tell me the name of the 2001 Halle Berry movie where she plays an undercover DEA agent named Ginger. Hugh Grant plays a cyber hacker. And John Travolta plays a weirdo named Gabrielle.
Oh, where he's the... Isn't that the one where he's the angel? Michael? No.
No, you couldn't even be farther from the truth, from the answer, rather. No, this is probably, that might be an overstatement, but due to a couple of scenes, the best movie in the history of all time, Swordfish.
Oh, Swordfish.
I just want to say thank you, Halle Berry, for making Swordfish. Kevin knew that, so today we finished with a tie, 3-3. No money for you today, Kevin, but we've got a great prize.
You are now going to see Wild Horses Festival starring Post Malone.
Oh, my, that's awesome!
All right, dude.
I'm so excited.
Now, in the meantime, get down here and get your Lainey Wilson listening party passes, okay? SDCC off El Camino Real in Carlsbad.
Okay, I'll be there shortly.
All right, dude. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Lainey Wilson is having an album listening party this Friday. We are hosting it. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We want you to be there. It's a free experience, but you do have to have passes to get in, and we have them for you. Right now, we're at SDCCU in Carlsbad off El Camino Real. The address is at KSON.com. We'll be here until 9, getting you signed up. We're giving away those passes every 15 minutes or more so you can experience this Lainey Wilson listening party, listening to her album, Lainey coming in, playing for us. We'll be giving away prizes in between each song. It's going to be a party.
Remember, it's free, and it's all ages, so I mean, if you need an excuse to pull the kids out of school, yeah. It's early yet. They're not going to miss anything at school. It's probably happened to all of us at one time. It's a very awkward situation. What do you do when you accompany somebody else in your seats at a show? Happens from time to time.
Sure. Whether you are the one sitting in the wrong seats or someone is coming up to you going, those aren't yours, pal.
833-287-1037. We asked this question because this happened to me, but this guy came in all wrong, kind of hot, and kind of DB, if you know what I mean. So Abby and I, my daughter, are at the Sebastian Maniscalco show this past Friday at the arena at SDSU campus, and we're sitting in our seats, and all of a sudden this guy and his lady, who he clearly was trying to impress, swoop in, and he doesn't say, hey, I think you're in our seats, or he says, do you know you're in the wrong seats? Just like that, I swear to God, I quote. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I didn't, but let's check.
Yeah.
Yep, you are. So I get my phone out and get the ticket out, and sure enough, we're not in the wrong seats. Mm-hmm. He's like, that must be some mistake, because those are our seats. I'm like, well, look at the ticket. It says it right here. And, you know, I'm not even that irritated by what a DB he's being, because I'm there with my daughter, and we're having a good time.
It's Friday night.
And I know I'm right, by the way.
Yes.
You know, he's getting a little agitated, and I think he's trying to show off for his lady, which, by the way, it's not going to work, pal. Yeah. At least I don't think it works. I hope it didn't work. And he says, blah, 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 section Q. I said, well, we are blah, 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 but it's section R. Move over. Mm. We were in the right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, well, you know, at least I gave you a little bit of exercise, maybe. Making you get up and down a lot. I'm like, my Apple Watch told me I needed to stand more anyway. Thanks for that. And he leaves, and Abby and I are like, whatever. Let's watch the show. But the guy in front of me and his wife come in, and they're like, you are a lot more patient than we are, because he came in like that.
Yes.
How weird.
Yes, coming in with an attitude.
Do you know you're in the wrong seats? Like, do you know you're a stupid idiot? That's kind of what he means, what it sounded like.
Sure.
Let me walk you through this, okay? You're in the wrong seat. Your butt should be over there, not here, all right? You like that, honey? You like that,
my
lady?
My bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, wait a second. I made the mistake. Well, it's still on you. See ya. It's like, what? What? 833-287-1037. How do you handle it when someone's in your seats? Are you like this guy? Please tell me you're not. But maybe you are.
Or maybe you experienced that guy.
Right. 833-287-1037. So I had some guy coming in hot Friday at the Sebastian Maniscalco show, insisting very obnoxiously that we were in his seats. We were not. It was his problem, his mistake, not mine. But it happens from time to time. How do you handle it? Was it that way, that a guy did it the entirely wrong way?
He was very much to John and his daughter. And then even when he realized it was his problem, still kind of that way.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Or is it like, you know, sorry, it's me, not you. I don't know. How did you handle it? 833-287-1037. Tam and Tierra Santa. How you doing, Tam?
Hi, Tam. Hi, John.
Hi.
Okay.
Go ahead and share your story, honey.
I was at a concert, and it was one of those where we have the seats in the pit, and it was awesome seats, and I'm sitting there, and this gentleman and his wife come up, and they're like, you're in our seat, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, let's check, and... Well, they were in the wrong section. They were one section over. And they started to walk away, and the guy next to me was like, do you know who that was? And I'm like, no, who? That was Chemo and his wife.
Oh.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
That was same row, same everything, except for they were one section over.
One section over.
That's hilarious. Chemo.
That's great.
Thank you for that, Tam. Take care.
Willie is in Oceanside. Willie, go ahead and share your story.
So, and my son went to watch a movie, a Marvel movie, on Sunday, and I'm sitting in my seat. My son goes to the bathroom. We have our popcorn. We have everything with us. And the bill comes up and goes, I think you're in my seat. I go, I don't think so. So I pull out my seat. And she's all, no, you're right. They're your seats. So she goes back, gets the manager. The manager comes back and goes, hey, can I see your seats again? And I'm all, yeah. And he goes, yes, this is the right seat, just the wrong day. It was for Monday instead of Sunday.
So you had the wrong day?
I had the wrong day.
Oh, man.
You know, that does lead to an interesting point, though. Is it just me? Clearly it's not. Or are they just not bothering to look at tickets after you go to the theater anymore? The last three movies I've gone to, I've just literally walked right in. No one's checked my ticket. Now, obviously, they're mostly reserved seats now, so I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Right.
But I imagine, Willie, no one checked you in and told you, hey, bro, wrong day?
And that's the funny thing. My son actually made a comment to that. Because they did, and they actually scanned our seat.
Oh, wow.
They scanned it as we walked in, and everything was still fine. So it was really weird. Maybe they scanned it for the next day. I don't know. But the manager was really accommodating, and he gave us some really good seats anyway, so we got to watch.
Oh, well, there you go. Right. Thanks, Willie.
All's well that ends well.
No kidding. John and I are broadcasting from SDCCU in Carlsbad off El Camino Real, giving you passes for Lainey Wilson's listening party Friday. Beach House at Belmont Park. You must have passes to get in. They are free. You come on out. We'll get you signed up. We'll be giving them away every 15 minutes or more.
It is an all-ages show as well. But again, you can't get in unless you have these passes. El Camino Real's location of San Diego County Credit Union in Carlsbad, Mission Valley, Thursday in La Mesa. All details can be found at KSON.com. Cannot wait to see Lainey Wilson both at her show at the Amphitheater on Friday night, but more intimately and more awesomely at the John and Timmy Lainey Wilson Whirlwind Listening Party that we are giving passes away right now at Carlsbad's SDCCU. It's the El Camino Real location. To break it down for you easily, it's right off the 78, right across from the mall in Carlsbad.
It's going to be a party. We are going to have so much fun playing each song, in between songs, giving away prizes. Lainey's going to come on in and play some songs for you, do some questions with us. It is going to be an atmosphere. It is free, but you do need tickets, and the way to get them is to stop by and see us either today at SDCCU in Carlsbad or tomorrow in Mission Valley. And then Thursday, we're going to be in La Mesa, and all the directions are at KSON.com.
So times have changed for Lainey Wilson since we first met her. One of our favorite stories of Lainey, we've shared countless times of our Zoom interview during COVID when she was basically tucked in her closet. Now, situation is very different because yesterday, as we were Zooming with her, as the kids say, Keith Urban was also just hanging out with her. So, you know, no big deal. Tammy almost lost her mind. So Tammy mentioned one of the first times we talked to you was during the pandemic when we were all sitting at home and your surroundings were much different than they are now. Keith Urban wasn't hanging around then.
What a glamour.
Right. God, really. Get your own gig, bro.
I don't know. Come on, Keith.
But it doesn't seem like that long ago. And I guess all the things that have happened to you in a relatively short time after taking such a long time in which to do so, it's so contrasting. I was wondering if you can go back to even 4 years ago when we were just getting to know each other and tell yourself then what to beware of now or what to be looking for to maybe act differently then. You know what I'm talking about?
There's so many things that, like, you just kind of learn along the way. And that's the beauty of all this. Like, what I've realized is, like, Just because you get your record deal, just because you sign your publishing deal, just because you have that number one, just because, you know, like, incredible things are happening, it don't mean that you've made it. It means that, like, you've been preparing for the race, you finally entered it, and now you're about to run it.
Well, she won it, as far as I'm concerned.
She definitely did. We will see you this Friday, Beach House, Belmont Park, for the Lainey Wilson Listening Party. The doors will open at 10. About 11:45 is when we'll get things started, playing her songs, giving away great prizes. Lainey will then show up in a very, very cool way, by the way.
Yes.
And then she'll play a little music. We'll ask her some questions. And the way to get in is to get your tickets.
And this is the excuse you needed to maybe call in sick on a Friday or pull the kids out of school on a Friday because it is an all-ages show. These don't happen very often. This is the first time Tam and I have ever hosted one of these. So this is an experience. We want you to be a part of it. It's free, but you got to get these passes.
We're at SDCCU in Carlsbad off El Camino Real. You can get the directions for today and the next 2 days where we're going to be at KSON.com.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
It's Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Lacey, who's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Lacey.
Good morning.
Hey, Lacey. We are in Carlsbad at SDCCU off El Camino Real, and we are giving people free Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. I just want to let you know that. So if you can tell Tammy to beat it to the parking lot so you and I can have some alone time, that'd be great.
Tammy, you gotta take a hike somewhere, my dear.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Lacey, you probably know this, but I'll tell you anyway. You got five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. I also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Lacey?
All right, let's use it.
Okay. Sources say that Nick Cannon's singer ex-wife is secretly enjoying Jennifer Lopez's downfall. Who is the singer?
Mariah Carey.
Former President Bill Clinton turned 78 yesterday. What musical instrument does he play? He famously played it on the Arsenio Hall show.
What? Just pick a wild guess, a violin, maybe?
Coldplay's current Music of the Spheres World Tour is now the highest grossing rock tour of all time with $945.7 million and counting. It surpassed this singer slash piano player's record for his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, which made $939 million. Who is he?
Elton John.
Yesterday was National Potato Day. What legendary late comedian was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
I forgot his name.
Okay, and finally, actor Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's younger brother, had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing Johnny Chase, Vince's half-brother on the show Entourage. What was Johnny's nickname that everyone knew him as?
Nope, I can't remember.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Tam, I can't even see. There she is. She goes so far away when we're on these live locations. I have to literally wave her down, but I guess I have a loud voice. Lacey, what you got going on today?
But nothing. Work, actually.
Okay, what do you do?
I am an office manager.
Okay, all right. Lacey did 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
By the way, you go so far away when
we're... Well, I don't want to hear you, so...
Wow. She says that to me every morning, by the way. Tammy, sources say that Nick Cannon's singer ex-wife is secretly enjoying Jennifer Lopez's downfall. Oh, those sources. They know everything, don't they? Who's the singer?
Mariah Carey.
That's right. Lacey knew that. 1-1. Former President Bill Clinton turned 78 yesterday. What musical instrument does he play? He famously played it on the Arsenio Hall show.
The saxophone.
Saxophone is right. Probably won him the election. Everyone's like, wow, this is a young, hip guy who can play the saxophone. Let's vote for him. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Coldplay's current Music of the Spheres World Tour is now the highest grossing rock tour of all time, with $945.7 million and counting. It surpassed this singer slash piano player's record for his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which made $939 million. Who am I talking about?
Elton John.
That is right. Lacey knew that. 3-2. Yesterday was National Potato Day. I sent you a card. Did you get it?
No, I would have rather you sent a potato.
What legendary late comedian was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
Don Rickles?
Don Rickles. Lacey could not remember. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, actor Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's younger brother, had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing Johnny Chase, Vincent's half-brother on Entourage. What was Johnny's nickname that everyone knew him as?
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that show. I have no idea. Little John.
Kevin, so I had some guy coming in hot Friday at the Sebastian Maniscalco show, insisting very obnoxiously that we were in his seats. We were not. It was his problem, mm-hmm. his mistake, not mine. But it happens from time to time. How do you handle it? Was it that way, that a guy did it the entirely wrong way?
He was very much a you-know-what to John and his daughter, and then even when he realized it was his problem, still kind of that
way.
Yeah,
he was. Mm-hmm. Or is it like, you know, oh, sorry, it's me, not you. I don't know. How did you handle it? 833-287-1037. Tam and Tierra Santa. How you doing, Tam?
Hi, Tam. Hi, John.
Hi.
Okay.
Go ahead and share your story, honey.
I was at a concert, and it was one of those where we have the seats in the pit, and it was awesome seats, and I'm sitting there, and this gentleman and his wife come up, and they're like, you're in our seat, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, let's check, and... Well, they were in the wrong section. They were one section over. And they started to walk away, and the guy next to me was like, do you know who that was? And I'm like, no, who? That was Chemo and his wife. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
It was same row, same everything, except for there were one section over.
That's hilarious. Great. Chemo.
That's great.
Thank you for that, Tam. Take care.
Willie is in Oceanside. Willie, go ahead and share your story.
So me and my son went to watch a movie, a Marvel movie, on Sunday, and I'm sitting in my seat. My son goes to the bathroom. We have our popcorn. We have everything with us, and the bill comes up and goes, I think you're in my seat. I go, I don't think so. So I pull out my seat, and she's all, no, you're right. They're your seats. So she goes back, gets the manager. The manager comes back and goes, hey, can I see your seats again? And I'm all, yeah. And he goes, yes, this is the right seat, just the wrong day. It was for Monday instead of Sunday.
So you had the wrong day?
I had the wrong day.
Oh, man.
You know, that does lead to an interesting point, though. Is it just me? Clearly it's not. Or are they just not bothering to look at tickets after you go to the theater anymore? The last three movies I've gone to, yeah. I've just literally walked right in. No one's checked my ticket. Now, obviously, they're mostly reserved seats now, mm-hmm. so I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Right.
But I imagine, Willie, no one checked you in and told you, hey, bro, wrong day?
And that's the funny thing. My son actually made a comment to that because they did, and they actually scanned our seat.
Oh,
and
wow.
They scanned it as we walked in, and everything was still fine. So it was really weird. Maybe they scanned it for the next day. I don't know. But the manager was really accommodating, and he gave us some really good seats anyway, so we got to watch.
Oh. Well, oh, there you cool. go. All thanks,
all's,
Willie.
All's well that ends well.
No kidding. John and I are broadcasting from SDCCU in Carlsbad off El Camino Real, giving you passes for Lainey Wilson's listening party Friday, Beach House at Belmont Park. You must have passes to get in. They are free. You come on out. We'll get you signed up. We'll be giving away every 15 minutes or more.
It is an all-ages show as well. But, again, you can't get in unless you have these passes. El Camino Real's location of San Diego County Credit Union in Carlsbad, Mission Valley. Thursday in La Mesa. All details can be found at KSON.com. Cannot wait to see Lainey Wilson both at her show at the Amphitheater on Friday night, but more intimately and more awesomely at the John and Timmy Lainey Wilson Whirlwind Listening Party that we are giving passes away right now at Carlsbad's SDCCU. It's the El Camino Real location. To break it down for you easily, it's right off the 78, right across from the mall in Carlsbad.
It's going to be a party. We are going to have so much fun playing each song in between songs, giving away prizes. Lainey's going to come on in and play some songs for you. Do some questions with us. It is going to be an atmosphere. It is free, but you do need tickets, and the way to get them is to stop by and see us either today at SDCCU in Carlsbad or tomorrow in Mission Valley, and then Thursday we're going to be in La Mesa, and all the directions are at KSON.com.
So times have changed for Lainey Wilson since we first met her. One of our favorite stories of Lainey, we've shared countless times of our Zoom interview during COVID when she was basically tucked in her closet. Now situation is very different because yesterday as we were Zooming with her, as the kids say, Keith Urban was also just hanging out with her. So, you know, no big deal. Tammy almost lost her mind. So Tammy mentioned one of the first times we talked to you was during the pandemic when we were all sitting at home and your surroundings were much different than they are now. Keith Urban wasn't hanging around then.
What a glomer.
Right. God, really. Get your own gig, bro.
I know. Come on, Keith.
But it doesn't seem like that long ago. And I guess all the things that have happened to you in a relatively short time after taking such a long time in which to do so, it's so contrasting. I was wondering if you can go back to even 4 years ago when we were just getting to know each other and tell yourself then what to beware of now or what to be looking for to maybe act differently then. You know what I'm talking about?
There's so many things that, like, you just kind of learn along the way. And that's the beauty of all this. Like, what I've realized is, like, Just because you get your record deal, just because you sign your publishing deal, just because you have that number one, just because, you know, like, incredible things are happening, it don't mean that you've made it. It means that, like, you've been preparing for the race, you finally entered it, and now you're about to run it.
Well, she won it, as far as I'm concerned.
She definitely did. We will see you this Friday, Beach House, Belmont Park, for the Lainey Wilson Listening Party. The doors will open at 10. About 11:45 is when we'll get things started, playing her songs, giving away great prizes. Lainey will then show up in a very, very cool way, by the way.
Yes.
And then she'll play a little music. We'll ask her some questions. And the way to get in is to get your tickets.
And this is the excuse you needed to maybe call in sick on a Friday or pull the kids out of school on a Friday because it is an all-ages show. These don't happen very often. This is the first time Tam and I have ever hosted one of these. So this is an experience. We want you to be a part of it. It's free, but you got to get these passes.
We're at SDCCU in Carlsbad off El Camino Real. You can get the directions for today and the next 2 days where we're going to be at KSON.com.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Lacey, who's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Lacey.
Good morning.
Hey, Lacey. We are in Carlsbad at SDCCU off El Camino Real, and we are giving people free Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. I just want to let you know that. So if you can tell Tammy to beat it to the parking lot so you and I can have some alone time, that'd be great.
Yeah, me gotta take a hike somewhere, my dear.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Lacey, you probably know this, but I'll tell you anyway. You got five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. I also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Lacey?
All right, let's do this.
Okay. Sources say that Nick Cannon's singer ex-wife is secretly enjoying Jennifer Lopez's downfall. Who is the singer?
Mariah Carey.
Former President Bill Clinton turned 78 yesterday. What musical instrument does he play? He famously played it on the Arsenio Hall show.
Let's just pick a wild guess, a violin maybe?
Coldplay's current Music of the Spheres World Tour is now the highest grossing rock tour of all time with $945.7 million and counting. It surpassed this singer slash piano player's record for his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, which made $939 million. Who is he?
Elton John.
Yesterday was National Potato Day. What legendary late comedian was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
I forgot his name.
Okay, and finally, actor Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's younger brother, had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing Johnny Chase, Vince's half-brother on the show Entourage. What was Johnny's nickname that everyone knew him as?
Nope, I can't remember.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Tam, I can't even see. There she is. She goes so far away when we're on these live locations. I have to literally wave her down, but I guess I have a loud voice. Lacey, what you got going on today?
Nothing. Work, actually.
Okay, what do you do?
I am an office manager.
Okay, all right. Lacey did 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
By the way, you go so far away when
we're
here.
I don't want to hear you. So.
Wow. She says that to me every morning, by the way. Tammy, sources say that Nick Cannon's singer ex-wife is secretly enjoying Jennifer Lopez's downfall. Oh, those sources. They know everything, don't they? Who's the singer?
Mariah Carey.
That's right. Lacey knew that. 1-1. Former President Bill Clinton turned 78 yesterday. What musical instrument does he play? He famously played it on the Arsenio Hall show.
The saxophone.
Saxophone is right. Probably won him the election. Everyone's like, wow, this is a young, hip guy who can play the saxophone. Let's vote for him. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Coldplay's current Music of the Spheres World Tour is now the highest grossing rock tour of all time with $945.7 million and counting. It surpassed this singer slash piano player's record for his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which made $939 million. Who am I talking about?
Elton John.
That is right. Lacey knew that. 3-2. Yesterday was National Potato Day. I sent you a card. Did you get it?
No, I would have rather you sent a potato.
What legendary late comedian was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
Don Rickles?
Don Rickles. Lacey could not remember. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, actor Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's younger brother, had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing Johnny Chase, Vincent's half-brother on Entourage. What was Johnny's nickname that everyone knew him as?
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that show. I have no idea. Little John.
Johnny Drama. Lacey didn't remember either. Now you do. Sorry about that, Lacey. So today we finish with a score of Tammy 4, Lacey 2. Lacey, you're not going to get any money, but I've got a pretty good idea. You're not going to care too much.
No, we have a pair of tickets for you to attend the Wild Horses Festival starring Post Malone.
I'm so excited. I saw him at stage, did a really good job.
Yeah, he basically won Stagecoach. Yeah. He and Jelly.
Yes.
All right, Lacey, have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, we have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lacey Angela Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We are both looking at this video and salivating for different reasons. Tammy's salivating because that's Keith Urban cutting up some brisket. I'm salivating because brisket.
Yes. If you want to see the video, we shared it on KSON's Instagram stories, or you can just go to Keith Urban's, because he, if you didn't know what they were saying, they were yelling, fresh brisket on the board. And then Keith Urban cut up the brisket for everyone to enjoy at a Buc-ee's in Alabama. You know Buc-ee's, those giant truck stop convenience store type places that they're known for having the cleanest bathrooms.
Really?
Walls and walls of jerky, right? They pay their people really well. Nobody work at Buc-ee's. Well, not only did he make that brisket and get everybody fed, he then went out to the parking lot and played a concert.
So wait a second. Do they sell brisket at Buc-ee's on the reg?
Yeah. It's their thing. When it's on, what do they say? Fresh brisket on the board.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know if that was an Alabama thing, if it's just a strictly brisket thing. I didn't know.
That's a Buc-ee's
so
thing.
Jessica, I'm sure you know about Buc-ee's.
Not only do I know about Buc-ee's, I'm a little obsessed with Buc-ee's. My stepdad just went to Tennessee a couple weeks ago, and my first question was, are you stopping at Buc-ee's, and how much stuff can you bring me back? I was wearing a Buc-ee's shirt the other day. Walt's first day of school, he was wearing a Buc-ee's shirt.
Explain to somebody who doesn't know what Buc-ee's is why Buc-ee's is Buc-ee's.
I don't know. I've never been. So I can't really totally explain it.
Listen. I'm a Buc-ee's expert, guys. Hey, by the way, I've never been.
No, but learning about it, right? They have everything, and they are known for how clean their bathrooms are. But here's the thing. The average hourly pay, if you work at a Buc-ee's, is $21.05.
Wow.
I mean, that's really good, right?
So I'm going to Memphis in October for St. Jude. And no lie, I looked up where the nearest Buc-ee's was and tried to figure out how much the Uber ride would be to get there and back. Probably a little too much, so I don't know if I can do it.
You should suggest to the St. Jude people, because every year they do these, it's called the Country Cares for Kids Seminar, and it basically tells us how to do the radiothon, the best way to get as much money for the kids of St. Jude. But they also plan social events.
Mm-hmm.
You should say, hey, instead of Graceland, how about you get a bus together and take the people that can't get to Buc-ee's to Buc-ee's, because all we'll hear about is how great Buc-ee's is.
Ooh, that's a great idea. I bet they do it. I looked, it's a couple hours out of the way, so there's not, I don't think it'll happen. But they are building one, like, 25 minutes away from downtown. So the next time I go, hopefully next year when I go, I'm going to Buc-ee's, man.
Okay. I'd be willing to do a morning show road trip to a Buc-ee's just so we could say that we were there. That would be so much fun.
So, Brainiac, look up where the closest Buc-ee's to us here in San Diego is. Anyway, we are live at SDCCU in Carlsbad off El Camino Real, and we still have Lainey Wilson passes. I'm going to guarantee you this. You come, you're going to get them. How's that? How's that sound?
Okay? I love
that. We're here until 9. This is a listening experience. I'm not even going to call it a party. It is something that you're going to be talking about for the rest of your life, because Lainey's going to show up in pretty awesome style, I might add. You don't want to miss that part. We're going to roll through her entire new record, Whirlwind. She'll perform a few songs for us. It's all 100% free.
By the way, the closest Buc-ee's to us is 1,176 miles away in Temple, Texas. So that's our road trip.
I think I have no problem getting on a road trip. Let's talk to our boss about it as soon as we can. In the meantime, please go to KSON.com. Check out the addresses, not only for where we are today off El Camino Real's SDCCU in Carlsbad, for our next two locations in Mission Valley and in La Mesa.
Let's get you some money. What do you say?
Wrapping up a fabulous morning in Carlsbad. Thank you for the morning commute this morning, by the way. This
has been welcome.
Great. 7 minutes from my house. It should always be that convenient. Speaking of convenient, we're trying to make it as convenient as possible for you to get these Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. It's a free show. It's an all-ages show. It's not even a show. It's more of an experience. And there's no excuse for you not to be there unless, you know, you have a job that won't let you be there.
Exactly. It's going to be a party. So we're going to be playing her entire album. Between songs, we'll be giving away prizes. Lainey Wilson's going to swoop on in. She's going to chat with us for a while, play a little bit. It's going to be quite the experience. So if you're close, you still have a few more minutes to get to SDCCU in Carlsbad, just off El Camino Real. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be at SDCCU in Mission Valley. And then Thursday, we'll be at Fraser Farms in La Mesa. For all the addresses, just go to KSON.com. And everyone who comes out, takes that time, is going to get passes to the Lainey Wilson listening party.
It's Lainey Day on Friday. The show's on Friday night, the listening party Friday afternoon at Belmont Park's Beach House. And there is absolutely no excuse for you to not be there. Even if, you know what, we'll call your boss.
Okay.
We'll call your boss. We'll pull your kids out of school. We'll do what we need to do to get you there. And so you can experience this with us. Yeah. We don't want you to have FOMO, because this is one of those experiences that you'll talk about for the rest of your life.
You bet.
Greg is coming in next, and your next next chance to win in John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot is at 10:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Lacey, who's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Lacey.
Good morning.
Hey, Lacey, we are in Carlsbad at SDCCU off El Camino Real, and we are giving people free Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. I just want to let you know that. So if you could tell Tammy to beat it to the parking lot so you and I can have some alone time, that'd be great.
Tammy, you gotta take a hike somewhere, my dear.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Lacey, you probably know this, but I'll tell you anyway. You got five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. I also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay, Lacey?
All right, let's do this.
Okay, sources say that Nick Cannon's singer ex-wife is secretly enjoying Jennifer Lopez's downfall. Who is the singer?
Mariah Carey.
Former President Bill Clinton turned 78 yesterday. What musical instrument does he play? He famously played it on the Arsenio Hall show.
What? Just pick a wild guess, a violin, maybe?
Coldplay's current Music of the Spheres World Tour is now the highest grossing rock tour of all time, with $945.7 million and counting. It surpassed this singer slash piano player's record for his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which made $939 million. Who is he?
Elton John?
Yesterday was National Potato Day. What legendary late comedian was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
I forgot his name.
Okay, and finally, actor Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's younger brother, had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing Johnny Chase, Vince's half-brother on the show Entourage. What was Johnny's nickname that everyone knew him as?
Nope, I can't remember.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Tam, I can't even see. There she is. She goes so far away when we're on these live locations. I have to literally wave her down, but I guess I have a loud voice. Lacey, what you got going on today?
Nothing. Work, actually.
Okay, what do you do?
I am an office manager.
Okay, all right. Lacey did 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
By the way, you go so far away when
we're...
Well,
I don't want to hear you.
Wow. She says that to me every morning, by the way. Tammy, sources say that Nick Cannon's singer ex-wife is secretly enjoying Jennifer Lopez's downfall. Oh, those sources. They know everything, don't they? Who's the singer?
Mariah Carey.
That's right. Lacey knew that. 1-1. Former President Bill Clinton turned 78 yesterday. What musical instrument does he play? He famously played it on the Arsenio Hall show.
The saxophone.
Saxophone is right. Probably won him the election. Everyone's like, wow, this is a young, hip guy who can play the saxophone. Let's vote for him. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Coldplay's current Music of the Spheres World Tour is now the highest grossing rock tour of all time, with $945.7 million and counting. It surpassed this singer slash piano player's record for his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which made $939 million. Who am I talking about?
Elton John.
That is right. Lacey knew that. 3-2. Yesterday was National Potato Day. I sent you a card. Did you get it?
No, I would have rather you sent a potato.
What legendary late comedian was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
Don Rickles?
Don Rickles. Lacey could not remember. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, actor Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's younger brother, had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing Johnny Chase, Vincent's half-brother on Entourage. What was Johnny's nickname that everyone knew him as?
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that show. I have no idea. Little John.
Johnny Drama. Lacey didn't remember either. Now you do. Sorry about that, Lacey. So today we finished with a score of Tammy 4, Lacey 2. Lacey, you're not going to get any money, but I've got a pretty good idea you're not going to care too much.
No, we have a pair of tickets for you to attend the Wild Horses Festival starring Post Malone.
I'm so excited. I saw him at stage, did a really good job.
Yeah, he basically won Stagecoach. Yeah. He and Jelly.
Yes.
All right, Lacey, have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, we have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lacey Angela Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We are both looking at this video and salivating for different reasons. Tammy's salivating because that's Keith Urban cutting up some brisket. I'm salivating because brisket.
Yes. If you want to see the video, we shared it on KSON's Instagram stories, or you can just go to Keith Urban's, because he, if you didn't know what they were saying, they were yelling, fresh brisket on the board. And then Keith Urban cut up the brisket for everyone to enjoy at a Buc-ee's in Alabama. You know Buc-ee's, those giant truck stop convenience store type places that they're known for having the cleanest bathrooms.
Really?
Walls and walls of jerky, right? They pay their people really well. Nobody work at Buc-ee's. Well, not only did he make that brisket and get everybody fed, he then went out to the parking lot and played a concert.
So wait a second. Do they sell brisket at Buc-ee's on the reg?
Yeah, it's their thing. When it's on, what do they say? Fresh brisket on the board.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know if that was an Alabama thing, if it's just a strictly brisket thing. I didn't know.
That's a Buc-ee's
so
thing.
Jessica, I'm sure you know about Buc-ee's.
Not only do I know about Buc-ee's, I'm a little obsessed with Buc-ee's. My stepdad just went to Tennessee a couple weeks ago, and my first question was, are you stopping at Buc-ee's, and how much stuff can you bring me back? I was wearing a Buc-ee's shirt the other day. Walt's first day of school, he was wearing a Buc-ee's shirt.
Explain to somebody who doesn't know what Buc-ee's is why Buc-ee's is Buc-ee's.
I don't know. I've never been. So I can't really totally explain it.
Listen. I'm a Buc-ee's expert, guys. Hey, by the way, I've never been.
No, but learning about it, right? They have everything, and they are known for how clean their bathrooms are. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The average hourly pay, if you work at a Buc-ee's, is $21.05.
Wow.
I mean, that's really good, right?
So I'm going to Memphis in October for St. Jude, and no lie, I looked up where the nearest Buc-ee's was and tried to figure out how much the Uber ride would be to get there and back. Probably a little too much, so I don't know if I can do it.
You should suggest to the St. Jude people, because every year they do these, it's called the Country Cares for Kids Seminar, and it basically tells us how to do the radiothon, the best way to get as much money for the kids of St. Jude. But they also plan social events. Mm-hmm. You should say, hey, instead of Graceland, how about you get a bus together and take the people that can't get to Buc-ee's to Buc-ee's, because all we'll hear about is how great Buc-ee's is.
Ooh, that's a great idea. I bet they do it. I looked, it's a couple hours out of the way, so there's not, I don't think it'll happen. But they are building one, like, 25 minutes away from downtown. So the next time I go, hopefully next year when I go, I'm going to Buc-ee's, man.
Okay. I mean, I'd be willing to do a morning show road trip to a Buc-ee's just so we could say that we were there. That would be so much fun.
So, Brainiac, look up where the closest Buc-ee's to us here in San Diego is. Anyway, we are live at SDCCU in Carlsbad off El Camino Real, and we still have Lainey Wilson passes. I'm going to guarantee you this. You come, you're going to get them. How's that? How's that sound?
Okay? I love
that. We're here until 9. This is a listening experience. I'm not going to call it a party. It is something that you're going to be talking about for the rest of your life, because Lainey's going to show up in pretty awesome style, I might add. You don't want to miss that part. We're going to roll through her entire new record, Whirlwind. She'll perform a few songs for us. It's all 100% free.
By the way, the closest Buc-ee's to us is 1,176 miles away in Temple, Texas. So that's our road trip.
I think I have no problem getting on a road trip. Let's talk to our boss about it as soon as we can. In the meantime, please go to KSON.com. Check out the addresses, not only for where we are today off El Camino Real's SDCCU in Carlsbad, for our next two locations in Mission Valley and in La Mesa.
Let's get you some money. What do you say?
Wrapping up a fabulous morning in Carlsbad. Thank you for the morning commute this morning, by the way.
You're welcome.
Great. 7 minutes from my house. It should always be that convenient. Speaking of convenient, we're trying to make it as convenient as possible for you to get these Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. It's a free show. It's an all-ages show. It's not even a show. It's more of an experience. And there's no excuse for you not to be there unless, you know, you have a job that won't let you be there.
Exactly. It's going to be a party. So we're going to be playing her entire album. Between songs, we'll be giving away prizes. Lainey Wilson's going to swoop on in. She's going to chat with us for a while, play a little bit. It's going to be quite the experience. So if you're close, you still have a few more minutes to get to SDCCU in Carlsbad, just off El Camino Real. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be at SDCCU in Mission Valley. And then Thursday, we'll be at Fraser Farms in La Mesa. For all the addresses, just go to KSON.com. And everyone who comes out, everyone who comes out, takes that time, is going to get passes to the Lainey Wilson listening party.
It's Lainey Day on Friday. The show is on Friday night, the listening party Friday afternoon at Belmont Park's Beach House. And there is absolutely no excuse for you to not be there. Even if, you know what, we'll call your boss.
Okay.
We'll call your boss. We'll pull your kids out of school. We'll do what we need to do to get you there. And so you can experience this with us. Yeah. We don't want you to have FOMO, because this is one of those experiences that you'll talk about for the rest of your life.
You bet.
Greg is coming in next, and your next chance to win in John and Tammy's High-Low Jackpot is at 10:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.